all we could see in front of us was blocks of people standing in a street. And the first thing we seen was people were laying in the street because they had just run almost 26 miles, stopped solid, and they went down. They were in trouble. And there was probably a half dozen people on the ground with people attending to them. And initially, I thought that's what the problem was.
That's how Joe Myers of Monroeville remembers that day. Aileen Bowman of Indiana, Pennsylvania, was a bit closer when the bombs exploded.
I was probably about a mile out from the finish line, and I heard them. The first one, it almost sounded to me like when I heard it, like almost like a cannon. And I'm like, well, I know they don't have cannons at the finish line. So then whenever probably 10 seconds passed or whatever, and the second one went off, then I knew that something was not good. And then I could see smoke rising above buildings. And it wasn't until I was probably getting close to a half mile out that then they officially stopped us from running.
Not much before that, Karen Haar of Washington County had finished the race. She was just leaving the medical tent when the bombs exploded.
In any marathon, when you cross a finish line, there's just tons of people all moving in one direction. And there was just, you know, the sound of an explosion. And I just remember my mind not even wanting to comprehend that it was an explosion. It was just, and everybody stopped. We all stopped, we turned, and then shortly thereafter, there was another explosion. And of course, this one, we could see. We could see the smoke and then just silence. Well, everybody comprehended, what did we just see? What could it be? Well, now what do I do?
Meanwhile, John Adamczak was not running the race that day. Instead, he was running among the tents near the finish line, leading a team of volunteers that were trying to keep everything stocked and ready to aid the runners.
My team was up by the medical tent, which is about 100 feet from the finish line, and we heard a very loud boom or crack, and we saw the flames going up the side of the building. At that particular point in time, we knew that people needed help, so we responded and wanted to get over there and help in any way we could.
Adamczak spent the next 7 hours providing aid in any way he could. He began volunteering for the race 30 years ago when he was living in Boston and continued his service even after moving to Pittsburgh. Now he leads a team of 7 to 10 Pittsburgh area race day volunteers. Adamczak says when he asked his team if they wanted to return this year, without hesitation, they all answered yes.
It's hard to describe, but the individuals function as a core unit whenever they get up there. They have the well-being of the individuals on the team always in mind. So on that day that the bomb went off, we were all protecting ourselves but trying to help others, and that's what they probably are thinking this time going up is we're all going to go up together and protect each other and have another successful Boston Marathon.
Adamczak is a bit shy about telling his story from that day or about his thoughts as he readied himself to volunteer once again. Instead, he says our thoughts should be on the runners and the victims in the crowd. 15-time marathoner Karen Haar says over the last year, she has also not focused on her emotions.
Well, I think I held them at arm's length. I don't think I've really had a perspective until now that we're getting ready to go back to Boston. It's horrifying. You know, I just didn't want to think about it. And I really haven't thought about it. I mean, I don't mean to sound cold, but it's just something that I just have not turned over and over in my mind. And in the last couple weeks, I really have. I think about the people who were affected, and it hasn't changed for them. There are still people who are missing loved ones, people who are missing arms or legs, or people who were just so terrorized and traumatized by it. And I think it's going to be really emotional this year. I think it's going to be very emotional to cross that finish line.
Understanding the emotional energy tied up in last year's race, marathon organizers have allowed anyone who did not finish last year and anyone who was injured in the blasts to automatically qualify for this year's race. That's how Aileen Bowman is able to run with her husband Scott and their family friend Kathy Swager. Scott was near the finishing line when the bombs exploded and he lost some of his hearing. Bowman says it will be a very emotional race for her.
Scott, he has not been able to put much time and effort into his training for the last couple marathons, so he finishes them, but he's in a lot of pain when he does. And he even said when we ran our fall marathon in Kansas City that that was probably going to be his last marathon. And now that they've invited him to Boston and he's running it, I think it's kind of crazy to think he's probably leaving his marathon career in Boston. Like, that'll be his last one. And on the other side of it, Kathy Slauger, this will be her first marathon, Boston.
Because of her relatively quick pace, Bowman's start time is about 20 minutes before that of her husband and friend, so she'll not actually be running with them. But she says it's not about keeping a pace this year. She says it's just about running for the experience, hoping to soak it all in from beginning to end. Runner Joe Myers is ready to experience the race again himself.
I had no doubt last year when I did not finish, if given the opportunity to go back, that I would absolutely go back. You have to. If you don't, then evil wins, and you can't let that happen. You have to move forward with life. Life goes forward, you go with it. I mean, I have no apprehension whatsoever about going back.
It seems a lot of those who did not finish feel the same way. The marathon has swollen from 27,000 runners last year to 39,000 this year, thanks to the automatic qualifications. Aileen Bowman says she will continue to run the Boston Marathon until they no longer let her. She finished the race in 2011 and 2012, and before she left Pittsburgh for Boston last week, she formulated a plan to keep her string of Boston Marathon finishes intact, despite last year's bombings.
My intention, honestly, before I run is to either Saturday or Sunday go out to that point on the course where I was stopped and run that in. I want to finish last year's before I do this year's.
The first elite runners of the 2014 race will leave the starting gate this morning at 9:32. I'm Mark Newtbar, 90.5 WESA News.